looking ahead now to the games on the weekend coming, and starting off with Edinburgh University's Celtic B. I think we'll be pretty sure it'll be an Edinburgh Celtic B victory here, lads.
Yeah, agreed.
Yep. No complaints there.
Next one then, again, 2008 versus Bournemouth United. Bournemouth need to find something somewhere. This could be the game for them.
It could be, but I don't know. I'm seeing a draw there. Gretna gave us a good game there. They've been decent this year other than that one result that sticks out like a sore thumb against Rangers B. I fancy them to get something.
I'm going to say draw. I think the likes of Josh Cooper are doing really well with Gretna. I think there's certain players that have improved. Bonus, the thing that really puts me off is the fact that Bonus have played some really difficult fixtures. So I would usually favour them, but I will say draw for this one.
Next one then, Derby Star versus East Stirlingshire at the Elcroft Stadium. Star playing well, Shire back winning as well. This could be an tight one. Potentially,
a home one.
I'll go draw. I was really impressed by East Stirlingshire, but there's certain things. If they switch off, obviously they conceded too late against Spartans, and had the ref added another extra 10 minutes, it could have been a draw. So so impressed with Shire, but they'll beat you. I think are still quite a solid side. So I'll go draw.
Next one then, Berwick Rangers versus Cumbernauld Colts. I think Berwick probably got on the edge this one. Cumbernauld also coming off a defeat to Cali Braves at the weekend there.
Yeah, I think, by the way, Stu Malcolm, we're still waiting for our finder's fee for suggesting that you sign a striker, I think Chris specifically. but yeah, I suspect Berwick will win that one. Colts, I can't buy Colts to do anything until they get a result or two on the board.
Yeah, I do fancy Berwick to win that. I don't know what's going to where Colts are going to get results. It's been a struggle so far for them. I think they've lost 5 or 6 now, so yeah, it's hard to back them.
Next one then, Bonnyrigg Rose versus University of Stirling at New Dundas Park. Bonnyrigg, I think, will just keep rolling here and get the result. Obviously we're big fans of University of Stirling, but I think it'll be too much for them to beat Bonnyrigg on Saturday.
Normally I'd say comfortable home win, but this is exactly the kind of game that uni will steal a point for. I think I'm going to stick with saying a home win, but it wouldn't surprise me to see uni put in a performance and maybe even take 3 as well as 1 point. But law of averages, Bonnyrigg win this more often than not.
Obviously Stirling didn't play at the weekend because they were scheduled to play Gala, who obviously we mentioned earlier that were off. So I would go with Bonnyrigg Rose, but I will be interested to see how the fitness levels are. Obviously, we're still on uni coming in with having not played a game. The fact that it's at home at New Dundas Park for Bonnyrigg, I think that gives them more of an advantage. Had it been away, I might have fancied Stirling uni more.
Next game then, Broomhill versus Civil Service Strollers. What's it going to be? David Gormley hat-trick this weekend, Mozza?
This is going to be a really tough game. Really tough game for us. I'd be happy with a draw, but I think Civil probably go in favourites.
Are you streaming it, Mozza?
Yes, I'll be live streaming this one.
And Brian, I might watch it.
Free plug.
Yeah. I've been quite impressed with certain individuals in Broomhill. I've not really got a full chance of seeing Strollers, certainly not in person, but I mean, it's hard to really... Your results don't lie. It's hard to really not back Strollers in this one.
Next one then, Rangers B versus Vale. Even I think this will be 12-0 to Rangers B. it'll be all over the papers and all the mainstream media about destruction by Rangers B. So I'm going.
If you're listening to this in podcast form, let me just clarify that as the views of Mr. Ben Grant, not the views of the official catch-up. no, I think. Comfortable Rangers one is probably the easiest to call it a weekend.
I'm going to be a wee bit controversial here and agree with Ben. I think it's going to be a heavy defeat. If you guys got guys like Tony Weston playing, it's going to be a massive struggle for Vale leaving there.
Final game in of the fixture list is the Spartans versus Cali Braves at Ainslie Park. Got to fancy the Spartans here. I think although Cali Braves doing well, but Spartans are pretty decent at the moment.
I fancy Braves. Okay. From what I've seen of them, they really impressed me going forward. Still think they're get a weak question mark at the back at times, but I think their attacking play this year is miles ahead of where it's been. So I think they'll give Spartans issues. We know Spartans concede. Yeah, I'm going to go with a Braves away one.
I'll go with Spartans. I think the main difference from the game on Saturday was the fact that, you know, East Lancashire Spartans are kind of like a competitive rivalry. It looked like Dell, obviously, you know, in the dugout, really wanted to the win over Spartans. I don't think you're going to get the same intensity from Ricky Waddle. I don't think he holds a grudge against Spartans at North. So, yeah, I'll go with Spartans to get back to winning ways. I think Saturday was just a wee bit of a blip in a competitive game where both teams don't seem to like each other. So,
well, that concludes the fixtures that are coming up.